Good morning. Welcome to the Poetry Moment. I'm Cameron McGill. Thanks for joining us. I've chosen four poets this week, three of whom live in the Pacific Northwest and one who currently lives in Atlanta, Georgia. I've chosen these poems because they all deal with family in some way or another. And this morning, I'm going to read a poem called Cork by the poet Alexandra Teague. Cork. The bus leaves before I can expect it to, rocking like a child's top on the pitted road, down past the green railings and the gray river, buildings segmented by color. To our left, barber shops and a hardware. What might be the limits of this city, which as a child I pictured as a place that floated, a cylinder of land loosed from a bottle of wine. Ancestors barely, gloriously balanced. And though I now know Corach meant great marsh, the land seems no more firm, the cathedral drifting at the city's top like duckweed. It was built during famine, yet only the gargoyles are lean. With goat shags of beards, they must have been carved as demons, pastured in sky. Though I think first of my mother's childhood friend, who lived in a tent with a goat, its milk heavy with the smells of hair and dirt. My mother learned not to breathe as she drank, learned how little must keep the body alive when it's asked. Once she tricked me with the riddle, which weighs more, a pound of feathers or a pound of stone? And for weeks, I disbelieved the answer. Now, I think of angels on the head of a pin, souls floating, souls sinking, the deceptive weight of their feathers. That was Cork by Alexandra Teague from the book Mortal Geography, published by Persea Books. I'm Cameron McGill.